danielbritt.com.
You're on the Joyride with Daniel, Candy, and Melody.
We have the guy, the namesake of Mark Madness on the phone. His name is Mark Lowry.
Hey,
and
guys.
Hey, man, it's a joy to talk to you. And we got to say, love the new project, Live at Oak Tree, Unplugged and Unplanned.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That was it really was Unplugged and Unplanned. In fact, we named it on the beginning of the video. Someone said Unplugged and someone else said Unplanned, and there it was. But it's kind of different, but I enjoyed it.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, before we get into talking about things, I want to hear about how you dealt with that, because there was no plan to it, and I guess you probably dealt with that pretty good because you're kind of a no-plan kind of guy.
Well, my concerts are pretty much like that.
Yeah.
You know, I know what the first song is going to be, and I think I know what the last song is going to be, but it's an ADHD rabbit trail getting to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have done it that way for years, and it's because I would make a program and then forget where I put it, or get out there and decide this doesn't even make sense now, and I'll end up going some completely different direction.
Gotcha.
So what we decided to do is just to gather around the piano with the people from Sisters, you know, Sisters, and Amber, who was in Lord's Song, Amber Baltziegler, and Michael Lord, and Stan, and just see what happened. Just tell stories from the road, things that we didn't talk about on stage, like, you know, their father passing while we were on this tour, and my dad going to prison while we were on this tour, and how things can come from, you know, you're just blindsided by them.
Right, right.
And how you get through them. So it ended up being not much of a comedy video, more of a serious, intimate video.
Mark Lowry's with us here on the Morning Joyride. We've got the anticipation that is built up now because we've been talking about this new project, and if people did not win it, they need to go out and get it because it's that good. I mean, it's a very unique, very different, but you're going to love the stories, the music, and the comedy that's there with Mark Lowry live at Oak Tree, Unplugged, Unplanned. We've got the big grand prize Mark Madness announcement coming up next here on the Joyride.
It's Joy FM playing real music for your real life, and you're listening to the Morning Joyride with Daniel, Candy, and Melody. And on our guest line this morning, it's our friend, Mr. Mark Lowry. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Candy, Melody, and Daniel. How are y'all doing?
Man, we're good. We're good. We're excited. We're having a party here in the studio. We've brought in some other staff members. We've got Adam from Evenings.
And hey, Adam.
Hey, good morning.
Stephanie from the Weekends is here.
Stephanie.
Hey.
And, all right, we're ready to make the announcement, but before we do...
Where's the drum roll?
I've got it waiting, but we've got to... Mark, I don't know if you're good with surprises or not, and this, I don't want to throw a monkey wrench into this, but, and I don't know if anybody else knows about this. We've got kind of a wild card comedy guy that's with us, just in case there was a tie or something, we needed to throw in this wild card to kind of be the tiebreakers, and we didn't have time to do an audition before we got you on. So, Leroy, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Oh, okay, Leroy, you're on the air with.
I can't hear him.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Do we want to?
Leroy, you're on the air, so watch what you say. But you're on with Mark Lowry and Candy and Melody.
Hey, Leroy.
Daniel.
Hello, Mr. Lowry. Mr.
How you
Britt,
doing?
And Mr. Adam and all you girls. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Leroy.
Good morning.
Well, Leroy, what we've been asking folks to do, and I'm grateful you were able to come in and do this last minute here. We give you 60 seconds for a 60-second comedy routine, make us laugh, and then we'll put it before the judges, okay?
Well, I really appreciate this very much because I'm kind of nervous about this because I've never done it, you know, without people looking at me because I'm kind of visual with my jokes. But I'll try this. My first joke is a guy walked into a bar and he said, "Ouch." See, because it's like a metal, you know, a metal bar, not like a drinking bar, but a metal. Okay, that wasn't too funny. All right, I'll scratch that one off. All right, let me try this one. What do you call a dog with no legs?
Anyone?
You don't because you won't come anyway. Now you have to miss. That's pretty funny. I mean, you have to miss. That was okay. Mr. Lowry, maybe I can do this for you one day and open, you know, for your show or something. But,
and then maybe
one,
not.
I know this is my Christian. I have Christian humor here too. How do you make holy water? Anybody? Anybody?
Oh, I don't know.
You boil the heck out of it.
Yeah, that's funny.
I promise you.
That's
good.
So
and bad. And then we have one. What do you call? This is another one of the Christian ones. What do vegetables say at church? Anybody?
Anybody?
Let us pray.
Oh.
Vegetables and vegetables. That wasn't even funny to me. Okay, I should scratch that one off.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. All right. And I got one more here. Why can't you tell secrets in a cornfield? That's a good one. This is a topper right
they
here.
They all have ears.
Anybody? Because, you've already heard it. All right. Okay. You've already heard
it. Okay. Leroy.
Yes,
sir. Leroy, can I stop right there? Mark, so far, what's your impression of Leroy?
I think Leroy is very good.
You think Leroy's good?
Really?
Yes.
Have you heard any of these jokes before, though?
I had heard the last one, I think.
Well, you guessed it.
Okay. That's kind of old.
I thought that was good. What do you think, Daniel?
Well, I mean, we had our finalist, and this is kind of the wild card guy, and so I'm not sure what to do with this now because it's kind of like a monkey wrench into the place.
But I think our finalist.
What?
I could do this. I could do this. You know, really, I could do this a lot. I have more.
Leroy, you've put us in a little bit of a...
How do you keep an elephant from charging? Anybody know that one? Anyone? Anyone?
How?
Take away your credit card.
Oh, that's bad.
I'm sorry. That was over the line.
There are ladies in the studio, and they're not too happy with you, Leroy.
I didn't mean to do that.
You may have lost some votes, Leroy.
Okay, my apologies.
Now, have you ever met Mark before?
You know, I think we met him in passing. I met him in passing once years ago. I don't know.
You ever seen a show?
I've seen a show. I saw a show years ago that he used to see do on TV, Mark and Kathy show.
Oh, my goodness. That's going back.
Yeah. And you can tell he's showing his age, too, because he doesn't remember much.
Lord, isn't that the truth?
Mark doesn't remember much. I've seen him on his videos. Matter of fact, I've seen some of his videos. I've been on some of the videos, if he might remember. I don't know if he remembers or not.
Were you like in the audience or something?
One time I was in the back of the limo with him with Michael English, and I don't know if he remembers it.
That would have been the video, the last word.
My mother would let him drive.
God, David! Oh my gosh! I just recognized your voice.
Leroy.
You did good.
Well, thank you.
Leroy is not...
And those jokes are right up your alley.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've got some new material.
It took me all 3.5 minutes to write those things.
That is great. I never knew it was you until just, oh, my goodness, that is great.
So, I thought for sure you would be catching on before then.
Oh, I didn't recognize your voice. I didn't see that coming at all. That was good, guys.
Man.
And I really do apologize for that last joke.
And you know what? Scott Davis really is one of the best Christian comedians out there. If you got a church banquet or go to scottdavis.com and you'd hear more. And that right, Scott?
That's it. ScottDavis.com.
Yeah, that's easy to find.
So who is Scott Davis? We'll answer that question, introduce you to this big surprise. And, hey, the real grand prize surprise announcement is next, I promise, here on the Joyride.
It's Joy FM, real music, real life.
Let's pull back. Scott Davis and Mark Lowry, you guys are friends, and it's not really Leroy. We were just making fun there.
Yeah.
Mark, you were in Scott's wedding, right?
I was. That's the last wedding I was in, and I got to go to one more. Well, I might have to go to a few more. My niece is getting married, so I got to go to that one. But, that was – I don't really like singing at weddings for some – I'd rather sing at a funeral. Because people aren't judging you.
Well, it's true.
And my wife and I made sure he didn't sing at our wedding, so he did.
Oh, good.
Well, it was that was something. I was trying to get out of it too. I actually said, "I'll give you money if you let me get out," and he wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. We're ready to make the announcement, Scott and Mark. We've run into a little bit of a hiccup. I have the winning envelope right here in front of me, but we have not been able to make contact with this person. Now, they'll still be the winner, and they'll still get the complete Mark Lowry Comedy Collection Library. And as soon as we make contact, they'll be a happy camper, I think. So if you guys are ready, we're ready to make the announcement.
Let's make it.
Drum roll, please. Hey, Adam, why don't you make the announcement? And the winner is...
Paul Leonard from Bristol, Tennessee.
Paul, congratulations.
And I believe that was a unanimous vote, right?
You know, it was narrowed down by a panel of judges, and then when we got to the finalist, Paul was a unanimous vote among the top finalists. So congratulations, Paul. Hey, Mark, since he's not with us, do you want to... Let's play his segment.
Yeah.
Let's be reminded of how funny he really was, and then we'll let you make some comments about it, okay?
All right.
Paul.
This fella bought him a brand new Mercedes sports car, and he was out trying it out, and of course he was running at excessive speed, and he looked in his rearview mirror and saw a highway patrolman. And he thought, well, I'm not going to stop for that patrolman, so he speeded on up. He got up to about 90, and he thought, well, you know, and looked back, and there he was. He's still back there. So he gets over 100 miles an hour, and he thinks, you know, I could kill myself and wreck my car. So he pulls over and stops. Highway patrolman comes up and says, sir, I don't know what you were doing, but he said, I've had a very bad day. He said, if you can give me any reason I haven't heard before, he said, why you're doing this, he said, I'll let you go. The guy said, sir, my wife ran off with a highway patrolman, and I thought you was bringing her back.
So there you go, Paul. That's not bad at all. All right, Mark, you were impressed by Paul.
Yeah, that was my favorite, too. That was unanimous. That's just a funny joke. And no. He told it. Great delivery. He didn't beat around the bush. Yeah. You know, the secret to a joke, I tell you, is this. Bill Gaither tells a lot of jokes. He loves jokes. I'm not really into jokes. I'm more into true stories. Like if someone comes up to me and says, hey, did you hear what happened to me today?
Yeah.
I'm all ears.
Yeah.
Because I just love true stories. Well, Bill loves... The key to a joke is the weaker the punchline, the shorter the setup.
Mm.
Don't take a long time setting up a weak punchline. Because you'll bore your audience, and they're not thrilled once you get to it. They're relieved it's over.
That kind of sounds like our morning show.
And he did that well. He got to the punchline. He didn't make the setup too long, and it was perfect.
Oh, good. Hey, Scott.
Yes,
sir. Would you echo those same sentiments, advice for aspiring comedians?
Absolutely. Yeah. Many times I've taken way too long to get to a punchline, that's for sure. And it was not good. So, yeah, you learn. And I've learned, too, be yourself. Years ago when I first started out, Mark will testify to this. One of the first churches I was ever in, I did a joke that Mark used to do, and I did a song that he does. And about 2 weeks later, Mark was at the same church and did the same joke and the same song that he wrote. And the sound guy says, all you guys from Liberty University do the same show, you know. And Mark called me immediately and said, hey, I don't, you know, I'm not writing for two people here. So I learned way back then. I just told him I was glad that I was at that church first. You know, but I learned back then, you know, because Mark is a little bit older than me, and I always looked up to Mark because he's one of my favorite, if not my favorite, story humorous comedian out there. He's real, and it's real funny, too, which is great. And he's great timing, and I learned from that. And Mark told me a long time, be yourself, have fun. So I've learned that when I'm up in front of people, I'm being myself. Let the audience join in with me instead of me trying to make an audience laugh. If that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's always worked for me. And since I got married, of course, I've got lots of humor and like because humor does come out of a lot of tragedies, Mark said, and a lot of times my wife's fights, we end up telling stories, we look back at it and laugh about it, and it relates to people because people relate to those stories.
Right.
Those two voices are Mark Lowry and Mark's friend Scott Davis, both of which funny men and Christian comedians. Congratulations again to Paul Leonard of Bristol, our big winner. And we've got more as we're celebrating the new release also of Mark Lowry's new DVD, Live at Oak Tree, Unplugged and Unplanned. And the fun continues here in just a few moments.
Joy FM, playing real music for real life. You're on the Joy Ride with Daniel, Candy, and Melody.
We're talking to Mark Lowry today. Also, his friend Scott Davis has been a surprise to Mark, and we're congratulating Paul Leonard from Bristol, our Mark Madness Grand Prize winner here on Joy FM. Live at Oak Tree, Unplugged and Unplanned, Mark. What's the response been so far? It's a very different kind of project. Are people surprised?
I think the response is cutting. I think it's cutting deeper than ones I've done in the past. And to me, it's all about communication. If you can communicate through a story better than a song, then tell the story. If you can communicate through, a song, then sing. It's whatever will communicate. And this video, I think, is going to reach a lot of people who have gone through great tragedies. And the key word is through. God rarely gets us out of things, but he said he'd always walk us through them. And that's why we're here. This is boot camp, And so my concerts and my videos, really, this video is just an extension of the concerts, because whatever happens in my life at the moment is usually, or what I'm reading or what I'm thinking about, is going to make its way out into the stories that night somehow.
And right now, you're in between two international trips, so, boot camp sometimes looks different than others, but this time in your life right now is very busy and tiring, I imagine. You just got back from Europe, is that right?
Exactly, yeah. We were in 6 countries in 14 days. And when I got home, I was in the shower, and I was telling the Lord, that's where I pray. I love my shower. There's something about my shower. It's better than any shower in the world, because God always shows up there for me. And everybody needs a place like that, a garden or somewhere in their lives where they can just really be alone with God. And I was in there reviewing the trip in my mind and wondering why fatigue zaps my gratitude. Being grateful is the key to life. If you can live in a continual state of gratitude, nothing's going to bother you. But when I get fatigued, when I get tired, I can't feel grateful, and I hate that. Sometimes you just got to stop. Don't become weary in well-doing, the scriptures say. And Jesus got away to lonely places. So, burnout or rust out, either way, you're out. We got to pace ourselves, and that's the key to staying grateful, I think, is making sure you get enough rest.
Well, your home on the web is always bustling and something going on there, and very interactive. It's marklowry.com, and that's where you can find out especially about the new project and all things going on, updates from the road. It's cool stuff there.
Thank you, Daniel. I enjoy updating it from the road. That's the way I can go back and remember it, because it happened so fast. We were in Ireland and Belfast. Ireland and Scotland and Norway and Sweden and the Netherlands and Germany, I think. Those were the 6. And it was just, wow. If you don't take pictures, my age, I'm so old, I've got my hairline's receding and my earlobes are advancing. I don't know why the hair moves down there. You get those big scoop corn chip toenails. Have you got those yet?
Yeah, well, I know what you're talking about.
Isn't that awful? That's what you ladies got to look for. And those Velcro heels that rip up the carpet. Have you got those yet? Yeah, that's fun.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, old age is a blast.
Well, Mark and Scott, thanks, guys, for having some fun with us this morning.
Thank you.
And thanks again to Paul Leonard from Bristol. Paul is from Bristol, Tennessee, and he's our grand prize Mark Madness winner.
Congratulations, Paul.
There you go. This is Joy FM, real music, real life, sometimes real funny.
Hey, Daniel, thank you. That was a good surprise.
That was good.
Love you guys.
Candy,
Melody. I'm sorry I said Kelly. I just woke up when y'all called.
It's all right. We're used to it.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.